Good morning. Today is Tuesday, the 6th of February. Joining us this morning, taking a break out of the cave, Mr. McCauley. Good morning, sir.
So nice to be outside for a moment.
Yeah.
And I didn't get my head wet when I was, so that was nice.
Oh, so you did come outside yesterday.
Well, no, I at the end of the day, 8 o'clock or whatever.
So you're kind of like, did you hear all the different names that they've got for the groundhogs? You know, Punks and Honey Phil.
Right.
But then they've got one in Georgia that's got some weirdo name, and one in Ohio that's got another creative.
I was unaware.
Winston, you want to pull up the...
There were more than one. I thought it was the different. I have, you know.
I know. You got the real deal.
I'm a Bill Murray movie fan, and so for at least some of them. And anyway, so I do remember Groundhog Day and Punks and Honey Phil.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is kind of good for me to be aware of anything that goes on in February that isn't really related to preparing a tax return.
Oh, I see. We're going for that whole sympathy thing early, huh?
Oh, yeah. I am.
Now, I saw you move last week a little bit quicker than I've seen you move in a long time. I think it might have been a food drop around 5.
Yeah.
There was intent in your motion.
Yeah.
Oh.
My wife likes to keep me working.
Oh, that's what it was. Are you ready? We're still in sports and leisure here.
Nice.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
So you're saying there's a chance?
No.
No chance?
If
you hit the right one, I might get it.
All right.
But if you pick the wrong one, it's on you.
Fair enough. Would ancient Greek athletes have had any chance against modern Olympians?
Would ancient Greek athletes have had any chance? Yeah.
I probably shouldn't have given you a yes, no. That lowers the odds or makes it much easier to at least get in the neighborhood.
Yes.
At least two ancient Greek athletes would have done well in modern times. Their Olympic record stood until the 20th century. 2,600 years ago, an athlete named Prostheselus, perhaps, threw a cumbersome primitive discus.
Nice.
Yeah, I figured that would
be. Nice. You're in my wheelhouse, yeah. Brian.
152 feet from a standing position.
Really? From standing.
No one exceeded that distance until Clarence Hauser, an American, threw the discus 155 in 1928. In 656 BC, a Greek Olympian named Chahonas leapt 23 feet 1.5 inches, a long jump record that stood until 1900, when an American athlete, Alex Krenzeline, surpassed it by 4.5 inches.
Nice. Yeah. Well,
at least the discus one would make a little.
Sort of. You know, I mean, you got, you know, those guys are over 200 feet. They have modern discus, and they're throwing using different techniques. And so, yeah, that's pretty, you know, I mean, given the weight of the Olympic discus from a standing, that's a good throw.
So that means no spinning?
Right. Standing would be you'd just
stand and heave.
You'd launch your hips and then
but
you wouldn't be doing what traditionally in the discus you see there's a glide that goes across.
Yeah,
and the footwork. You know,
it's as critical. At least that's what the commentators say.
That's what the commentators say. And,
but who knows? Who knows what commentators have to say? Huh?
In my case, I was a common thrower. So,
yeah. Well, unless you thought there was food, and then it could have been a commentator.
Right, right, exactly. Howard Cosell, commentator.
Yeah, you're picking up on the tater part.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, good. All right.
Well, I haven't had breakfast.
Well, I understand there's an IHOP about 4 blocks away.
Yeah, yeah.
But then there's the pancake factor.
Yeah, I haven't done that yet.
Neither have I.
Yeah, so
I don't know what there is. I know there's, you know, the attraction for those that are out of the marketplace. I don't know what...
My daughter-in-law loves the some of the more interesting pancakes, you know, the ones or whatever.
Well, have 4 feet of whipped cream on top.
Yeah, they'll have.
Yuck.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's a whipped cream, but I think she likes. I think there was one that had cotton candy, and so I think those are ones she would.
Oh no.
Really interesting. Yeah.
Oh.
So anyway, but you know, she has bad judgment. She married a McCauley.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's empirically provable.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of brings everything into focus pretty darn quick.
Totally understandable when you stop and think about it.
All right, here are some of the other names of groundhogs that see or don't see shadows. Dunkirk Dave, Okay.
Dunkirk Davis.
Buckeye Chuck. He's the Georgia guy.
Buckeye Chuck.
General Beauregard Lee. Beauregard. Staten Island Chuck. Chattanooga Chuck. Thistle the Whistlepig.
Wow.
Okay.
Thistle the Whistlepig.
A Whistlepig. Oh, all right. Sir, oh boy, I can't see. I'm tearing up here. Sir Walter Wally, okay, and Grover the Groundhog.
Grover.
Thistle the Whistlepig. We're going to have to do a little bit more research on this one.
Yeah, Brian will be reporting back tomorrow.
I think we'll have it as
a result of his research.
Which has got a picture. That's Walter Wally, okay. Where is Thistle from?
No picture of Thistle the Whistlepig.
Cleveland. Go figure. A little too much rock and roll in his background. Thistle.
Wow. That's cool.
Oh, my. So with that starting your day, or I guess at a midpoint of your day,
yeah.
How's life?
You know, it's it's interesting. I mean, of course, we just got 2 inches of rain in Southern California, so they'll probably extend tax season for 7 months.
Yeah, wasn't that amazing?
Last year was wild. And nonsensical.
Yeah.
It makes no sense what happened last year with the, I mean, you know, going back in history, and in January we had some heavy rains, and so they pushed California filers who were in a county that had a federal disaster declaration were pushed back to May, and we're like, well, California will never conform to that because they're going to want the money, but they kind of have to, don't they? And sure enough, California conformed. And then the next month it snowed. And somewhere in there, Kevin Costner couldn't make it to the Golden Globes. And that was...
That was a triggering event?
That was a triggering event.
Wasn't he, like, with Indians and out in the wilds?
He could have been
Montana. Wasn't he one of those?
Yeah, acting in Montana, I think.
Okay.
So, but anyway, the...
Kind of crushes the imagery.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll see what happens this year.
Yes, and we'll pay attention to Thistle when we come back.
Murphy's Markets has everything you need to get through your day the healthy way. From drinks to snacks and everything in between, right now, Amy and Brian coconut water is only $1.99. Brew Dr. Kombucha drinks are also just $1.99. And Annie's homegrown products are $2.49. A 6-ounce Yoplait yogurt is only 79 cents. And don't forget about chicken of the sea tuna, 4 for $5. Get a boost for your day by stopping by Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:24.
Four.
We're back to Talk Shop this morning.
Are we golfing?
Bill. No, I was adjusting my head so the clock looked level.
Huh.
I just had to reset a little bit.
Well, we
know a little bit more about Thistle.
Thistle, yeah, Cleveland. I'm headed to Cleveland as soon as you know. After I retire, one of the first things I'm going to do is take a vacation to Cleveland around.
Now we're talking to Anchorage in January,
yeah,
so
exactly.
You figure it out
exactly.
Here.
You're looking
for the tropics.
I might have my tongue in cheek when I say that. That may not be the first place I go after, at the point when I'm not working.
So Cynthia can relax a little bit? Yeah. Or you're going solo, take your pick.
That might be necessary if I said Cleveland in February.
Yeah, in February, yeah.
Although Thistle the Whistlepig.
Yeah, I know there is a draw there.
When you say but Thistle the Whistlepig.
Yeah.
You kind of go maybe I need to see Thistle.
You know what I'm worried about is the merchandising.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, you're a marketing guy.
Yeah, well.
I'm a numbers guy, you know, so it's like, I wonder how many, you know, what generation Thistle is of the Whistlepig family.
Yes. So you think California might be doing something weather-related?
No, I have no idea. I just, but it made no sense last year.
True.
Because, you know, we got that snow and they moved the filing date out to October 16th. Just, and that was the filing and payment date. Never seen that kind of thing. I mean, and then on at noon on October 16th, we find they did another month. Anyway, somebody knew something. I have to believe in order to take advantage of that, you had to know that extra month was coming. I just think there's... Anyway.
Somebody somewhere knows something.
Somebody somewhere knows why this really happened. Because it wasn't, I don't think, because we got drippy up here in Eureka that we got an extension from April 15th to November 15th.
I wouldn't think that we have that kind of juice. Or if we do, boy, do we not recognize
it. Well, we were on the, I think we're on the tip of the tail, right? You know.
Hey, at least we're still on the dog.
Yeah.
As you look at...
I was thinking of a tiger, but it's probably a dog.
I thought you were thinking of a whistle pig.
Well, they don't have very big tails.
Yeah, well, so. And tigers eat them.
Ooh, yeah. Rough.
Yeah. So as you kind of see what's going on from last year, did it work out smooth?
No.
These extensions? Or did it lower?
I mean, the extensions were easier than the ones they did in the middle of COVID, because in the middle of COVID, they would say, well, you don't have to file till May 15th, but you got to pay by April 15th for certain things.
Yeah, the lack of consistency.
So it was just like, as an implement, anyway, I think it's fairly clear that our elected officials have no real understanding or necessarily appreciation of what it takes to comply, both from the IRS's standpoint with late changes and frequent changes, but also from the taxpayer standpoint, particularly, you know, because right now there are two bills out there that could potentially change what we're doing right now, retroactive. One of them could potentially increase, as an example, people who are getting refundable child credits, those refundable child credits could be increased. The IRS has said on that one, well, if it happens, we'll fix it, okay? That's probably true, but, you know, anyway. And then as part of that same bill,
Is the tongue in the same spot as it was with
the thistle?
Potentially.
On
that one, okay. Yeah. I just why do we be sure?
Okay. And then the other piece, one of the big pieces of that same bill would for 2023, there's this concept called bonus depreciation. Bonus depreciation is for businesses. So a business goes out and buys a $50,000 piece of equipment for the business. Under bonus depreciation, you can just depreciate 100% of it in the old days, meaning 2022. You could depreciate 100%. You could just take a full bonus depreciation deduction in the year of purchase.
Just accelerate it.
Just boom, take the whole thing. And then for California, California doesn't conform to bonus depreciation, so you have to use either Section 179, which is maxed at $25,000, and then depreciate the balance or whatever you're going to do in California. Well, this year they said, well, bonus depreciation instead of 100% for 2023 is going to be 80%
federal
of the cost. Right. So in my $50,000, I can write off $40,000 immediately as bonus depreciation, and then I have to deal with the rest. So there's now been a proposal, I believe it's been passed by the House, it's in the Senate, that would take it back to 100%. Here's the problem. So it's in the Senate. It's an election that we have to make in a tax return. If I file a tax return right now, I make an election, and I take an 80% deduction, and I deal with the other 20% in some other fashion, right? But what happens if they retroactively change the law and say that election really is 100%? I made the election to take bonus depreciation,
right. But
I only took 80% of it. Anyway, it's one more riveting example of why can't we get stuff like this done in a timely fashion? Back in the old days, there was in the House of Representatives.
Now we're talking like the 80s, the old days?
Yeah, exactly, the 80s. There was a member of the House of Representatives whose name was John Dingell, and he was back in Michigan, I believe. Mm-hmm. And he understood these kinds of issues. And we don't have a gatekeeper like that anymore in Congress. And so
just one?
He was
enough to do it
because he was on the right committees. He'd go, you can't do that. There's a practical problem.
Yeah, he was the Senate Commerce Committee.
I think he was on Ways and Means, and I think he was on some other budget committees and stuff. But anyway, I'd have to go back and Google it candidly. But anyway,
He visited Thistle.
He was closer.
Yeah.
3-2-1, Brian.
It's 8:30.
Something big.
Okay, it's a nice ride.
It's going to happen.
Stand by playback.
And now.
I keep forgetting I'm president.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Bill McCauley. You know, I think people would be stunned at how much note-taking I've taken on this program.
Well, that's just because slammed. All the scintillating things I've laid out here for the public to digest.
Are there many other moving parts at this point?
No, it's otherwise fairly stable. It's just we just don't know if they're going to change the law on us, and we don't know if anyway. Last year when they extended tax season, it was because there was federal disaster declaration. So I don't, let's just hope and pray we don't have any reason for a disaster declaration, and you know that we have kind of a, you know, from our perspective, we're ready for kind of a normal tax filings.
Just a regular normal year.
Nice. I mean, there were.
That's like a flashback dream for you guys, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, last year was, you know, getting the extra time. I was dealing with loss of a parent in the middle of the tax season and ill health, my father and stuff. And so it actually personally worked out really well for me then, but then in the summer I didn't love it very much. And so anyway, so, you know, you look at these things. And it's going to be what it's going to be. And you just got to, you know, there are things that happen that we can't control in life. And so, understanding
twisted.
That and then just doing what you have to do in the face of it, that's the way to a modicum of mental health. And so I try to not get too wound up. Some days I do, though. You know, some days I'm like, why am I all wound up on something I can't do anything about? And so anyway, we just kind of have to relax. And
that's why you have a big office, so you can go wandering a little bit.
And I have a freezer full of ice cream.
Oh, you've upgraded.
Yeah, well, I bought a freezer that I wanted to take home, but it came full of ice cream. And so my wife said, you're not bringing that home full of ice cream. So
that was a permanent
it's
dictum.
About halfway down. I've got it this fall. And so
if you kept
clients who come visit me this year, but I have confectionery ice cream.
If you stopped inviting the ice cream truck every week,
the drumsticks were gone so fast. It's just amazing how fast the drumsticks went. I have this really weird thing. I have a little chest freezer in my office. That's half now. Used to be full of ice cream. Now it's half full of ice cream.
And what else are you cooling in there?
That's it.
Oh, okay.
That is it. There's only ice cream and only juice bars in there.
Oh, no low fat yogurt.
No. Well, that would be frozen yogurt.
Yeah.
I have some Greek yogurt in the refrigerator at work.
In the past, we've talked about the different forms that folks need and the records.
Right.
How about the timeline? What makes sense for, you know, folks with simple, folks with complicated, folks with this, folks with that? Is there like a calendar of ideal if you should be at this point by this time to, you know, make things happen?
Kind of. And it, as always, like every answer I ever give, I like to preface it with, well, it depends, Brian. It depends is a great qualifier, So for people who...
not to quibble about it.
No, I quibble over many things, but not that particular item. Somebody's hearkening back to an email.
Perhaps.
Yes. For people who have kind of a, what I would call a more vanilla tax situation, maybe they are wage earners. Yeah, vanilla. Brian's triggering on vanilla. So, yeah. We'll get into the rocky road one later, Brian.
Good.
Yeah. So for the vanilla people, you know, you maybe have a W-2, a little interest income from the bank, perhaps a little interest income or a dividend income from something else. You know, maybe you have a Social Security income. Most of that reporting is all out now. Your W-2 should have been received. Your interest statements from the bank should be received. Depending on what you have, and if you have a brokerage account, in many cases, those 1099s haven't been issued yet. So if you have an account at your favorite broker where they're investing, helping you invest your assets or holding the assets you're choosing how to have them invested or however it looks. Anyway, those 1099s are more not available right now than available. There are some exceptions if your account is, you know, just kind of like, you know, an easy one, not like an all-day sucker, but just an easy little account with, you know, maybe non-complicated holdings. You may have your 1099s for that as well.
Maybe vanilla with a little chocolate syrup on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I'm thinking of going to Fresh Freeze and getting those. Anyway, forget it.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
What about CalSavers or some of those types of programs?
Yeah.
Are those... Do they mail? Do you need to go and get?
So
do they need to be included at all?
Technically not. Although if you're making other IRA contributions, there can be limits. CalSavers is basically a Roth IRA if you're participating. The other thing that can happen is there's a retirement credit that people who, you know, kind of on the lower end of the income spectrum, not the bottom end, but, you know, they may get a tax credit for making contributions to a retirement plan. And that retirement credit may be allowable because of CalSavers. The issue is with CalSavers is it isn't necessarily on your W-2, not required to be reflected on the W-2. So it may be a little hard to get that number in some cases, or a little more difficult. So if you can get a report from CalSavers that shows kind of the status of your account and the contributions that went into it for the current year, then that would be good to have, because in some cases, people may be entitled to a tax credit that the tax software may not see just based on if you input your W-2, if you're using one of the popular do-it-yourselfers. Not that you should. I'm kidding. Sort of.
They don't give you
not
ice cream.
Not really kidding.
They don't give you ice cream.
Yeah,
you get
exactly.
Your own.
Yeah, where are you going to get exactly. You got to buy your own ice cream if you use TurboTax or some other similar product that I'm sure is.
You know what's going to happen now? You're going to get a run on drumsticks.
I'm going to have to restock the drumsticks.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be an issue because, you know, I still have the ice cream sandwiches.
I sense that Phil is in there right now.
No, he's kind of, you know.
Doing an accounting of the drumsticks.
Well, he would be good on the accounting side of it, but he's, you know, there's a reason he's not heavy.
Not like us.
Not like others, right? So.
Yeah. KINS, news and information type.
Snooze and information type.
It's 8:43.
Hearty and healthy foods are abundant at Murphy's Markets. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast is now $5.99 a pound. USDA Choice New York Strip Steak, $15.99 a pound. And USDA Grade A Boneless Skinless Chicken Thighs are only $3.99 a pound. Complement this with a Greek salad, now just $7.99 a pound, topped with Kraft salad dressing for only $3.75 for a 16-ounce bottle. Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS, news and information time. It's 8:47. Tickets are now booked for Cleveland next February.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Either that or we'll be doing
taking
tax returns.
We're taking drumsticks with us.
Yeah, drumsticks. That'll be good. Yeah.
You know, I always wonder.
Drumsticks on the flight.
I always wonder about somebody who joins this show halfway through and wonders what is going on today. Or those that are with us the whole time and wondering what is going on today.
Anybody who's listened to the show over the years has low expectations, Brian. So it's okay.
I've been told mildly entertaining is kind of where we peak.
Yeah. You know, mild. Sometimes just barely.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes barely. More mild than entertaining, huh?
Exactly.
You don't get some of this information, these reports, the paperwork that we need, the documentation, is it time to start freaking out now?
No.
Or do we wait maybe until after President's Day?
If you need a broker statement, probably, and you have kind of a diverse account in terms of the investments, probably somewhere in that President's Week window in February is when they'll start rolling out. And then depending on how esoteric your investments are, it may be until sometime in March before they actually get they may send you one out and says, this isn't final. These numbers aren't final. What they're telling you is this is what the best we have at the moment, but we think there's going to be some investments that are going to change some reporting, and we'll probably have to,
So it's upstream, so to speak, is causing the challenges for them.
So, but on the other hand, if you can get everything else and you're just waiting on that or a K-1 from a partnership or some other piece, you can get everything else ready to go and you can ask your preparer. If you're missing one piece of information or two pieces of information, I'd probably rather have it so I could work on it. And then, I'd rather have everything, right? The most efficient thing in the way we could, when we're most efficient, our fees are the lowest too. So, but the most efficient thing is to have 100% of it when you start. The problem is if 100% all comes in the second half of March, I'm not going to be able to get them done. I need to be able to work them up and go, okay, I know I'm missing this and this.
So if you got 90% and have a couple of those sticky notes.
Exactly. We just kind of say, okay, we're waiting for this and this, and we'll finish when we get that. I mean, it's a little less efficient because you got to go back and kind of go, did I have everything done I thought I had done because I can't remember it.
So how do you keep, with the political window now, let's just say challenged more than normal. How do you keep all this stuff knowing what is where? Do you have like a spreadsheet somewhere that says this one came in needing XYZ, or do you have stacks somewhere and something comes in and you go to the stack?
I generally have a note. Sometimes I'll put a note on front of the file. I keep I keep files kind of by when they come in so I can deal with them, and I keep track of them so I know so I can deal with them to the best I can, first in, first out. Doesn't always work, but to the best of our ability, we kind of try to work on them first in, first out. And then I do have a couple of ways of kind of keeping track of what's missing. I usually have a note in the file. Sometimes, and I do have a spreadsheet that I use to track stuff. And we actually have a better solution, but I'm just old and I like my old spreadsheet. So I still use that piece. And there's multiple ways. I pretty much know. I can very quickly know if a client calls. To confirm what we need, I can say, yeah, I need this, this, and this.
Is that something you would recommend for individuals to kind of have a checkoff, a reference point, or something or another?
Yeah, I think to know, hey, I'm missing this and this, that's a good thing. If you go, okay, I think I got all the stuff put together. I'm ready to start my taxes, except I need this and this. Yeah, put a note on it. Because it's easier for you because you've got your head in one file. It's a little harder for some of us who've got our head in 400 files.
That sounds more like my life right now with the political stuff.
Yeah.
15 different things, and then you get the phone calls.
Yeah. Well, I didn't get my chance to bang on the political people, but.
Go ahead. You got a minute.
Anyway, I think I have a new theory, which is I think all elected officials, federal and state, should be subjected to a comprehensive, whatever the most comprehensive audit we do for any taxpayers. I think every 10 years they should all rotate through and get their audit.
Just an automatic.
Yeah, we might understand why elected officials in both parties, work in a job that pays them $150,000 a year on average over the last 20 years, and they accumulate so many assets. Might be interesting if somebody was looking into that.
You're going to find a co-sponsor on that one?
It'll never happen because
of obvious reasons,
but.
Boy, we go from Thistle to Wizard of the of Oz.
Yeah.
With a stop at the ice cream factory on this show.
I wouldn't say that, but I did it anyway.
Which?
What I just
Wizard
said.
Of Oz?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or the 10-year thing.
Yeah, just the 10-year thing. Yeah.
Oh.
Probably a bad idea because, you know, who would want our elected officials to be cranky?
Or accountable. at least at...
That's a whole other thing.
At the federal and state levels.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm a political discontent.
Oh, I was thinking you're just sleep deprived.
Yeah, it's too cranky pants.
Yeah. Sorry, nothing is going to touch Thistle to this morning.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people have gone to that website now because of this goofiness.
Well, at least the three people who are listening to the program this morning might have.
That's right, and one knows how to text.
Yeah. Exactly.
We're moving up the food chain
here,
bud.
I did get a text in the mid-show.
Yeah. All right. We'll see if we can bring normalcy. Well, okay. Never mind.
Yeah.
We'll see y'all tomorrow.
Yeah.